time for tonight's postgame coaches show, brought to you by Ashton Lord of the Griffin Agency and Nationwide Insurance. Ashton is a 1992 Davidson College graduate who can manage all of your home, auto, commercial, and life insurance needs. Call Ashton at 704-696-2424. Coach McKillop joins us at courtside. And what say you, Coach, about that one?
Well, if you look at the statistics, John, it doesn't tell a story of a victory except for that last statistic, 63-61. That's the one that counts, and that's the one that got us the victory.
Coach, it was at 6.8 seconds left, you've got the ball out of bounds near the hash mark. It's a timeout. What did you tell the team? What did you want?
The first look was Kellen Grady. The second look was Peyton Aldrich. John just happened to catch the ball. Of course, we're going to go to Kellen. We're going to go to Peyton. But we knew that John could make a play, and we knew that the attention that both Kellen got and John got would give that Kellen and Peyton got would give John the ball. And you know what you need to know, John, is this was an incredibly difficult game for us because of what happened Tuesday night. And our fans should understand that we got back from Buffalo. We pulled into the back lot here at 3:45 a.m., and our guys were in class at 8:30 a.m. that morning. And to play a triple overtime game, to be emotionally spent, to get back at 4 o'clock, 3:45, that's when they arrived here. So you know that they didn't get to bed till 4:15, 4:30. And they were at their 8:30 class the next morning, that morning. That's an incredible statement about these guys. In a post-game locker room at St. Bonaventure, this is what I said. I said that how proud I was, but that this is great for us at this point because we're going to learn from this. We're going to learn the number of stops we got at crunch time, the number of baskets we made at crunch time, the many opportunities we got to play situational basketball with the game on the line is going to carry over and help us. Well, sure enough, it showed its beautiful head tonight because we handled situations in the late game exceptionally well, and that was all as a result of their learning experience that they focused upon and studied in film on Thursday and Friday in preparation for this.
In view of that, Coach, that triple overtime game and late arrival home, how did it affect your rotation tonight?
You could see that we were fatigued. And Keyshawn probably was the one that was most fatigued. And fans don't understand. Keyshawn doesn't practice. His knee is so bad he can't practice. And there's no doubt that the fatigue had a factor in his shooting tonight. And yet he fought and fought and fought. I can recall him jumping for that loose ball here at the end, right in front of our bench in the first half. He used every ounce of his energy to get that. And that was basically the entire team. Will McGarity, Oscar Mickelson, Rusty Regal. You go down the line of guys that just fought and fought. When the gas tank was empty, when the needle was pointed on E, they were still finding fumes and able to fight.
I thought one of the keys, Coach, and I'd like to know what you said or how you addressed it, because you were getting killed on the boards early, but you came back to almost make that a wash on rebounds.
We really challenged them at halftime, and, you know, we did such a great job on Justin Tillman from VCU, and we took a page out of that book in terms of what we did tonight. So I thought our guys were sensational. We call it gang rebounding, and the whole gang was there in every rebounding opportunity.
Jared Terrell had 16 points in the first half and was very, very tough to defend. You held him to 6. Any adjustments on him in the second half?
Well, we talk about tendencies, and Kevin Kuick and Will Tony were the scouts for this game, and they were just magnificent in the way they prepared our guys for the tendencies that their players had. I think our emotion did not allow us to play the tendencies as much in the first half as we did in the second half, and I thought we were much more connected as a team of defenders in the second half. Credit Kevin and credit Will for the adjustments that were made to get us this victory tonight.
You got an awful lot of important minutes in the basketball game, 21 as a matter of fact, from Will McGarity tonight.
Well, wonderful to see that on senior night. He made that big three. 4 offensive rebounds, tipped it out, and, you know, his ball screen defense and his protection of the rim, he's serving a big, big purpose for us.
Coach, now this win coming against the number one seed in the conference, Rhode Island, which has clinched the regular season A-10 championship, this win going into the tournament on next week in Washington. What does it do to you as far as psychologically, momentum-wise?
Well, you know, you play the first-place team and a second-place team, and you split the season with both of them. It gives you the thought, the confidence that we could play. Now, let's be clear about this Rhode Island team. This is a team that no one wants to play in the NCAA tournament. Then they're going to be an NCAA tournament team. My sense is that they'll be a pretty high seed, and they deserve that. This is a great basketball team and a very, very well-coached team. And, of course, you know Danny. We wanted Danny to come here and play at Davidson, so he's a dear friend of mine. But he does a great job with the team, and he's got a terrific team.
And finally, Coach, on this one, tell me what you said to the team in the locker room.
That it's going to be a great week for us, and this is a great beginning to that week. And we learned. We learned from what we saw Tuesday night, and you guys are not taking this and looking beyond. You're looking at each day as it comes and the treasure of each day. And they really told me they wanted to cherish and treasure the memory of senior night, and they did.
Okay, Coach, it was a heck of a win for the Wildcats, a comeback win down late. So congratulations, Coach.